we didn't play as well as we'd like. And I, to the people that were coming to see us play our best game, I just want you to know that was our intent, all of us. And we didn't quite get that accomplished. And I asked them, should they want to improve the player that's in their seat, them, then we'll have us. We'll have some the kind of victories that you enjoy and talk about for years. And so, you know, back to work. It's not unusual at times, but I like who we are as a team, and I like the people. So they'll work hard. They'll give it what they have. That's all I ask.
How discouraged were the guys after the game? Obviously, you were coming off a bye week and had a lot of time to maybe bounce back from that K-State loss.
Yeah. Well, we lost a couple guys that we didn't have in this. Not that that's a reason, but I don't know that the bye week got us as much as we'd liked. So, yeah, the guys didn't take it. They don't like losing. They finish in second. It's not any fun. And so I told them it's their decision. They have to, and they will. They'll buckle down and get it. So.
What factors into your decision to make the switch to the third quarterback?
We're just looking for a spark, see if we can get something going. And we like Carter. Carter's good. And but we're just trying to see if we can shift his mood some. And it didn't work out either. So. And I kind of like that kid going on the field there, you know, that one little break, but he completed one ball. So I'd like to have a little bit more there.
So Carter's still the starting quarterback moving forward?
Yeah, oh yeah.
What do you think led to his kind of rough first half that ultimately led you to make a switch?
I mean, I couldn't put my finger right on it. If I could, I'd be coaching a lot of places as an advisor, right? You know, we just needed him to come out of his where he was at, and he did. You know, to his credit, he led two drives, so.
Familiar faces that you saw before the game and the warm embraces that were shared, hearing your name announced upon your return, what emotions did that well up inside of you?
Well, I really like this place. I mean, these people here were awfully kind to my family and Where's my daughter? You didn't let him in? You had to pull the gun to stop him from coming in? Okay, but my point is, you know, I had two children born here. They grew up and enjoyed and have always looked back at this time as being pretty special to our family. And I wish we'd had the opportunity to be a little bit more competitive in that event. So,
what was it like for you getting to catch up with Coach Gundy?
I think we should plan to get together and not necessarily play for just a little bit, like a day or two. And it was nice. It was enjoyable. You know, we spent, I'm going to say, 2 or 3 years as coordinator, me and him, quarterback coach. And then we went to coordinator. He went to coordinator, I went to head coach. And we had some wonderful times. We took on some great teams. He's a great coach. He's done a great job here. It was fun catching up with him. So.
Is your family down there in Philadelphia pregame when you were talking to Gundy and him? Who's with you?
Yeah, those two very attractive women, absolutely. One was my wife and one was my eldest daughter.
Is that normal for them to be with you?
Probably more with the idea, to get out and see some of the people at Oklahoma State that has really made our stay here special. And so we saw a bunch of administrators, Mac Butler, Johnny Barr, and people who... I was around almost every day, when I was here. So,
can you go over that trick play early in the second quarter where McVitie's kind of lined up wide right?
What went wrong was to give him some time to get down the field. He got the handle. I'm gonna have to look at it on film, so it's easy to criticize at this point. But he got rid of it too quick. Just get it down the field, throw a ball with some air underneath it. I think he'd have fared, or the pass would have fared better.
So. You mentioned that. Playing shorthanded and defensively, some of the younger guys get a lot of time today. Did you see a lot of growth?
I liked our defense today. I mean, there were some stops. The big pass was a double move, and that there's a break in coverage. But I think our defense, if we do the job offensively, they don't give up near that many points. So.
But do you have a sense for why you really weren't able to kind of get Puka going? I mean, obviously there were passing game issues, but the running game never really took off either.
Yeah, I don't know that it's the backfield. We Malik got nicked and we took him out, and I'll have to see the film. I can't tell you that right now.
How would you describe what has made OSU's defense so effective in recent games?
I think they tackle well. I think they put a defense together that's erratic. They can make sense of it, and that's what counts. And I think their defense has got a nice scheme.
What do you think? You were here, of course, when Boone Pickens made the initial donation. What do you think of since then, what this program's built into and just what the stadium looks like?
What a wonderful man Boone Pickens is. Let's just tell it the way it is. For him to have gone to a school and have such great loyalty to it and give the largest gift in the history of gift giving to colleges. I was fortunate enough to follow him at a talk, and I was just really a very special man, very competitive, very bright. Shame he's not with us today. I enjoyed what hit him during my time here, except I wish I'd had more time with them. Did I get close?
Now that the game's over, what's the one thing that stands out to you the most about being back in the stadium?
I just have a different feeling when Bullet comes out. When I was here before, I had a great feeling when Bullet came out. I would look for Bullet to come out, but now, and I'm standing up, and I'm standing in an unusual spot for me. I'm standing across the field, and I can see Bullet. I can see him from the start to the finish. It's not the same. So, what a wonderful. The only I was in the. I know this is difficult to do. I think. South side, right? South side's the first thing that they put up. What was the first side that they put up? The south side. We were in that, and that was a spectacular place to recruit to. And I had not seen the other piece until Mac Butler. I took my boys, to a camp here, and Mac Butler kind of gave us a quick tour. this is really a wonderful place, and it's a place that, you know, they'll be able to recruit to.
It seemed like it got a little chippy, especially later in the game. Did you have to say anything to your defensive players or anything like that?
I mentioned that there's some things you do and things you don't do. Absolutely. So, but I hate finishing games like that, and not just the chippiness, but just. We can be better, and when we're not better, I feel awkward.
All right, thank you, Coach.